Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Friday. You're listening to the show Friday on January 9th, 2009. And welcome, everyone. My co-host today is Hillary. How are you, Hillary?
Hi, doing well. How are you?
Very good, very good. Of course, everyone, people listen to my show know that Hillary is our features editor, and she lives in L.A., and how's the weather?
Oh, it's gorgeous, you know, 60s, sunny, dry, everything.
Don't rub it in.
For.
Please, don't rub it in.
Well, you know, to each his own, right?
Someday the role's going to be reversed. Well, and actually it can't. I mean, it could be 90 degrees here, but it won't be 30 degrees by you. So.
Exactly. And when it is 90 there, it's humid and sticky, so we still win that battle, I think.
Mm-hmm. So we have a show scheduled for today. We're really excited. We're expecting that Alex Betancourt from Publishers Clearinghouse will be joining us, and so we hope he calls in. And their site, I was checking out earlier, PCH.com, has done a wonderful job. So everyone is familiar with Publishers Clearinghouse, but they're not may not be familiar with PCH.com. So we will hear from Alex in a few minutes. But Hillary, why don't we talk a little about the site and what's happening at Blog Talk Radio this week? It's been an amazing time.
Oh my goodness gracious! As you know, of course, and I'm sure all of our hosts know, and our team knows, it was a very busy week and a lot going on. It kind of increases every day in terms of the number of hosts, and I think what's been really great about this week is the hosts really participating and being active in the discussion about the new site, and I think they really appreciated Chris and you, Alan, and others discussing the new features and the new changes, and I think they like that participation. And I was listening to Blog Talk Radio Insider yesterday with Chris, and he just does a really great job of explaining what the idea is behind some of these changes, and he's so patient, and, you know, I think that the hosts really like talking to him, and I think it's exciting. I mean, there's a lot going on, as you know, of course.
It is. It's amazing. I think our guest, Alex, is requesting a PIN number, so we should have someone from technical check that out, so he'll be calling in momentarily. So, yeah, I know, really excited about what's happening with the site. We've had such great feedback from people, and I do, you know, appreciate it also that Chris and Nikki and Christina have all been working round the clock, the whole team actually, in explaining all the new features. You know, with Blog Talk Radio. So what's been the host feedback that you've seen, you know, as a features editor?
Well, it's been, you know, across the board. As with all changes, there's a period where people are kind of, you know, getting their bearings and trying to adjust, which makes complete sense, especially since the old site we had for quite a while. So a lot of our hosts basically trained on that site, and so they need to get used to it, and it's totally understandable that there's going to be a period of a little bit of confusion. But I do think that having these shows and explaining and answering questions really helps. I think overall they really like it. There's a lot of new areas to explore, and I think they're just kind of getting into that. And, you know, even I spend all day on the site, sometimes I find new things. I'm like, wow, this is so cool. So it's kind of like layers that peel off, and it's been good. I mean, I think with the Blog Talk Radio 101 show, which explains to hosts how to submit feature requests and how to get promotion, has increased the number of hosts who are participating and submitting. So that's been really cool, seeing new hosts submitting requests who didn't before with the old site, and just, you know, more and more people participating, I think, is the key here.
Well, I noticed that the images on the site look incredible. And what has been the big change that has taken place with how hosts are submitting images now? I know that the artwork has to be compatible with iTunes. Isn't that one of the big issues you've had on the site now?
Yeah, that is, as far as I know, the reasoning behind our new shape and size of the images on the host profiles, which has changed. So that was a little bit of an adjustment. And so they're trying to fit and coordinate with what iTunes requests. So that will enable us to spread our content to iTunes more easily, and it'll fit in a little more smoothly there. For the homepage, as you can tell, the images are much larger and high resolution, and we're doing our best. You know, I thank you for your compliments. It's been challenging at first, but it's kind of fun and to play around with it. And I want to thank Nikki for doing such a wonderful job with them, and Chris and Zach for designing the template, which I think is really beautiful. So it's been good. We'll see how it goes next week, but I think week one has been pretty successful so far.
Okay, awesome. Well, our caller may be on, so why don't you check that out?
Okay.
And want to tell everyone you're listening to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number for today's show is 347-677-0649. And that's 347-677-0649. You can listen to the show live. The archive will also be found at blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. That's where all my archives are. Earlier this week, I interviewed Doug Ellen, who's the creator and founder who created Entourage, which is an amazing success story. I've known Doug my whole life, and so we had a show. We had a lot of fun, and I've interviewed David Baldacci and many others. So, we should momentarily have our guest.
Yep,
and we'll
Alex
get started.
Is on the line. So.
Excellent.
Well,
Alex.
Joe.
Alex.
Yes, this is Alex. How are you?
Very good. I'm sorry for the confusion early on, but thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
It was a pleasure. Thank you. And I'm also joined over here with Chris Irving. He's part of our consumer affairs group, and so he may join in from time to time.
Great. Well, excellent. Well, nice to meet you, Chris. And you are the VP, a general manager of PCH Online Network. Is that right?
Correct.
Great. So we'll tell everyone PCH is Publishers Clearing House, and most people in the audience have heard of Publishers Clearing House or have seen Ed McMahon or the big Publishers Clearing House certificates or awards that are given. But I just checked out your online effort, and I was quite frankly blown away by the size and growth and scale of the community online. So I'd really love to learn more about what some of the big initiatives you've had running that are really resulting in the success online.
Yeah, so let me start off by, and thank you. I think the PCH Online Group, Online Network has really grown. But let me start out with that we really built on the shoulders of a great brand. Publishers Clearing House has been around for 50-plus years, a lot longer than I have been here. And it really has captured, it's woven itself into the American fabric. It's become fairly iconic to America. So we've just really built on that success. And really what we're trying to do, or what we look at, is we look at multiple channels. So Publishers Clearing House has been very successful in the direct mail channel, and it's been very successful on the TV front. My staff is really concerned with making it successful on the internet, mobile, and the social channels. So we really look at these things as social as particular channels.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things that you're doing specifically with regard to social media? I see that you have a blog. Of course, you can find the site at pch.com. But I see you have a blog. So what are some of the things that you're looking to do to enhance, the social community and further the brand in the social network?
We're really, right now, it's not that we're trying to further anything. We're really just trying to play inside of that communication channel. A lot of people have turned to the internet And now they're turning to the social space of communicating through Facebook. You see a lot of folks communicating back and forth through the Facebook channel, communicating through Twitter and so forth. And we just want to just be part of that communication channel. So what we're doing in the last few months is really building contests around that, you know, encouraging people to use those channels and giving them an opportunity to win.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful concept. What are some of the things that, I mean, because I saw that, I was looking at compete.com. I don't know if you're tracking Compete or if that's a metric that you use in some of your marketing collateral or kind of gauge performance, but I can tell you that it showed that you're up, you had 7.6 million uniques, which is, you know, sizable for an online community with a very large growth rate. So you should be commended on that. I mean, are there any, some of the giveaways and what are the things that are contributing to that, would you think?
Well, I think it's a combination of the brand, of 50 years of the brand being known, and a combination of our TV campaigns. I have a very energetic online acquisition staff that goes out there and buys media. So we spend a significant amount of money on TV advertising to promote the brand and to promote the sweepstakes. I'm sure you've seen the commercial out there.
Yeah.
You know, enter today, win tomorrow, which drives them online. Two, we spend a considerable amount of money on keyword buys and banners throughout the web. And three, we have a good organic background, meaning that a lot of folks know about sweepstakes, or if they're searching about sweepstakes, more than likely, or they're searching to win money, our name will come up one way or the other on a search engine.
Now, if you go to PCH.com, you could see you've got PCH Lotto, PCH Games, PCH Coupons, and what really...
PCH Search and Win.
Search and Win, right. PCH Search and Win. But I just see them really popping. I mean, the graphics, the imagery, it looks great. So I wanted to commend you on that as well.
Yeah, thank you. And I think, you know, I wish our creative director was here. He'd be very happy. You'd have him blushing. but I think that just shows... You know, us building on a rich tradition of 50 years of promotions. You know, this stuff wasn't really made up, you know, in the last couple of years. It's been around a long, long time. You know, our staff here, our creative staff, really understands, you know, what makes our customers happy, what's inspirational or aspirational to them.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. But, you know, the interesting thing is in many companies that are traditionally offline properties don't really make the migration or the shift online well, and it seems like you are doing that. So, you know, that's
we're getting there.
You're getting there. Well, that's like it with everything, you know, online. So, Ed McMahon, can we still expect to see him around, or are you looking at other spokespeople that may be joining, you know, the campaign?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because a lot of people associate Ed with PCH, but the truth is that Ed McMahon has never worked with PCH. He was really associated with another company, which is American Family Publishers, that's no longer in business. He also ran it was a well-known sweepstakes and part of Time Inc. So he really doesn't work for us. The good news is for Ed is that he can enter the sweepstakes at any time. You know, so,
right. And Alan, hi, this is Chris Irving. I would say you're in very good company in making that representation about Ed. We hear about it all the time, and people think that Ed has worked for us in the past or still works for us. But again, he never did work for us. We have our famous prize patrol, which is the balloons and the champagne and the big check.
Right,
and I think
sure.
Ed's company kind of, you know, flattery by imitating us a couple of years ago started to use the same thing, but not associated with Publishers Clearinghouse and never has been.
Well, what a wonderful thing. You never have to pay him a spokesperson fee, and everyone associates him with your brand. Okay.
It is. And it's not a bad guy to be associated
exactly.
with.
Exactly. He's, you know, everyone, Ed McMahon. I mean,
he's been on Blog Talk Radio, in fact.
Yeah, he's a super guy. Well, I don't know him, but it's great to be associated with him.
It's funny, too, about 5 years ago, the head of our prize patrol, Dave Sayre, who's very well known, was on a plane, and actually sitting right next to him was Ed, and they both kind of looked at each other and said, wait a second. You work for who? We're who? And they had a long talk about their various experiences in giving out prizes. Of course, we've given away over $210 million in prizes since 1953, so we're really the leader in sweepstakes, and I've been so happy to be able to give prizes to consumers across the country for years and years.
Right. Now, did you was the Super Bowl one of the things that you would advertise in generally? Maybe in years past.
I think people always associated with us with the Super Bowl because we announced the prize in that February time frame.
Right. That's what it was.
Yeah. I know last year, I will say that last year, we did a very interesting promotion where we were giving away money. What we did is we aggregated with AOL, we aggregated all the Super Bowl commercials and allowed people to vote and then offered a prize to the people that voted on the best Super Bowl commercial.
I see.
So we're always somewhere in that time frame, or we're always trying to do something in that time frame.
So what
I have a question.
Yeah.
I don't know if
Heather,
you already covered. Well, I don't know if you ever already covered this while I was screening some callers, but I recognize that this is probably something you're thinking about, and I read it in some of the information about PCH. But you know, in developing the new online space and having such extensive growth during this kind of economic crisis, maybe you can tell us a little bit about how you think the economic crisis influences or doesn't influence people's desire to participate in sweepstakes and things of that nature?
Well, you know, anecdotally, I could probably talk a little bit about this, is that the truth of the matter is in our sweepstakes is that it's completely free, and I think that's a mm-hmm. plus for a lot of folks. They're not paying to enter our sweepstakes. It is online. Whenever they go onto our online properties, and I'll talk a little bit about PCH Games, is that they have the ability to play these free games. They're pretty good games, and the mm-hmm. ability to win along with it. So I think maybe in these economic times, it's good that they can enter from a free perspective. Right.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah, that makes complete sense. It is amazing, though, that certain brands and types of activities and entertainment experiences growth even during slow economic times. So I think that's an interesting correlation, and I think it is proves pretty good for your brand and your ability to withstand these kinds of things.
Yeah, I would almost, you know, some people would say it's the sweepstakes, and look, it's an aspiration to win in down times. You can win the money. Actually, I look at it a little differently. I think that sweepstakes and the way we present sweepstakes is much more of an entertainment value. So
mm-hmm.
if you look at all our properties, you know, yes, you're entering to win money or you're playing to kind of win money, but in a way you're being entertained. You know, if you go to our PCH Lotto, you know, you're picking numbers, there is some advertising there, there's some fun things to do, and, you know, you're being entertained for maybe 5 minutes of your day. In the case of our games, our PCH games and our trivia, some people stay as long as 20, 25 minutes.
Wow.
So, you know, it's not such a bad thing to play games and have an opportunity to win $25 gift certificate to Target or a $500 gift certificate to Walmart, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just noticing the PCH games page, and there's a lot of content here in terms of you must have a team of people kind of developing this content or aggregating other content. Yeah,
I have an enormous team. Don't I wish? No.
Right.
Yeah, we do. We
so who's
do,
in charge of all the content? And who's in charge of? Are you in charge of the content and how it gets presented? I mean, I see there's a new blackjack game and a new Bugle game, and then you've got Mahjong toy chest. I mean, it's amazing the amount of different games and different creatives you're coming up with here.
Yeah, we do. I mean, to be fair, I do have a fairly appropriate team to run marketing and to develop these concepts and legal review and so forth. But what we try to do here from a department standpoint is leverage licensed content. So the truth is on the game side, that's all licensed content through a great company here in New York City called Arcadium. We work hand in hand. They develop the games for us, and we overlay the prizes and obviously push the promotions and the creative directions for it. But in the case of games, we license those.
I see. Okay.
So, you know, it's a shout-out to Arcadium. They're a great great agency.
That's great. Okay.
Now, in the case of Lotto and Trivia and the others, those are being done internally.
Oh, okay. Are you always consistently looking for new kinds of games and new different types of entertainment to, you know, what's your schedule for looking for new games? Do you think that people get tired of the games quickly, or what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we are a promotional company, mm-hmm. and there is a fatigue factor always with any content. So it's part of our DNA to consistently be reinventing the games.
Mm-hmm.
You can only play. Well, solitaire is an interesting one because you could play solitaire forever and enjoy it for 50 years. But when it comes to other games, we're consistently reinventing or skinning them in one way and another. A good example is trivia. You know, trivia is a very simple concept: ask the question and get an answer. But we interject that with, you know, maybe flying barrels and things like that.
As you develop your online properties, which are clearly doing well, what percentage do you see that you're migrating more business from traditional through direct mail to online? Is it more cost effective because you don't have to deal with postage, but you're dealing with keyword generation and buying and so on? What percentage? How does your business shift? Maybe you could talk a little about that. Is a lot of companies face that issue that you're dealing with now?
Yeah, the truth of the matter is that our core business continues to be and will probably be for a very long time the direct mail channel. It's a thriving business and it'll continue to do well. The online is much more about addressing maybe not a new generation but a shifting generation. And what we're seeing is just channel shift. So the internet's on the other side, what we consider the internet, and maybe some of the outer edge stuff like mobile and social, the Twitter stuff, is really the outer edge. The internet has actually become part of our business, and we consider it multi-channel. We call it multi-channel. But it's really to address that world. You know, we're finding, you know, our core customers are using the internet more and more, as all Americans are.
Sure. No question. I mean, with Blog Talk Radio, of course, is a platform that's, you know, built on the internet. Our entire community is online having these conversations just like we're having today. And so we see many communities. In fact, there's someone in the chat room now. Her name is the Fly Lady, Marla Silly, who I'd love to introduce you to, who has 511,000 women in her Yahoo group. It's the largest Yahoo group by a magnitude of 10, and it's all built online from one person. So.
Yeah, so we see that. We know that we have to address it. The other part of it is that it's really a multi-channel world, and all major companies today are trying to address it. So we have a tremendous amount of people that enter through our direct mail channel, and sometimes, you know, they also want to enter online. And if they don't, they'll check it. You know, it's real easy for somebody to say, wow, Publishers Clearinghouse, let me go online and see if they can allow me to enter right now.
Right, great. We have a call, 914 area code. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Alan. Hi.
Yeah, hi. How are you? What's your question?
Hi, how are you? One of the reasons why I called in today was I wanted to find out if I was going to win money and be possibly a Blog Talk Radio winner. Is there a Publisher Clearinghouse deal with Blog Talk where I can call in and potentially win something?
Unfortunately, we haven't figured that one out right now. We if we knew you were calling in, maybe we would have started a contest around that.
Well,
maybe
you should go online right now and enter the PCH sweepstakes for a chance to win $5,000 a week for life.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, maybe we'll. Sounds like a good idea for future reference. Maybe we'll have to talk to the guys about it. So thank you for calling. Appreciate your call.
Thanks.
Thank you for taking it.
Thanks. Sure. You mentioned Twitter before. What are you doing with Twitter? Are you seeing much popularity? What do you think of Twitter as a platform, particularly as it relates to PCH?
I think we've gotten a lot of press lately on Twitter, and I think because just Twitter's gotten a lot of press, and we're just experimenting with it right now. And I think from my perspective, Twitter's become an area where people are communicating. You know, it's another channel where people are – you know, it's kind of like the new version of CB, you know, of the old CB channel, right? And for us, we just want to be in that universe. We just want to understand, you know, how people are communicating and make sure that our brand is being recognized in that world. That's really what we're doing today.
Right. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and anything that we do, again, we're a direct response, direct marketing company, so we're consistently out there looking at the channels and testing our way in.
Well, that's great. So I'm happy you're able. You came across Blog Talk Radio. Of course, this is a platform that has that is online, as I said, and then integrates social media into conversation, which is a powerful thing. We are not limited to 140 characters, though, by the way. So
good thing some days.
It's
you
good.
Can talk
so we,
as much as you want. It's the opposite.
Exactly. We have people that go on and on over here. So what is the few, like, where do you see PCH? What's your objective? Are you looking to broaden, or you really feel that you've identified your key lines of business and you're just looking to build them out online as well, offline as well as online?
I think for me, really, it's continuing to make Publishers Clearinghouse relevant in today's world. And following how the population changes onto the internet channel, becomes, you know, moves onto the internet channel, moves on more into the mobile channel, and eventually more into these social channels. So I think the future for us is just to keep our eyes out on the horizon and see where these channels are emerging and where people are congregating and creating sweepstakes moments and contests for people, you know. Contests and sweepstakes are universal, and they've been around forever. Everybody wants to win money.
Right, sure.
And we just want to be there.
I think you're doing a good job of staying ahead of the trend, and as Alan mentioned, your site is very kind of clean and also snazzy, and I think that seeing the percentage increases in a lot of your pages and your contests proves that you're really staying ahead of the curve there.
Yeah, and people are winning. That's also
people,
the great thing.
People are winning, and that's the key.
Win-win.
In this environment, that's great. And Chris, we have a few moments remaining. What's your responsibility there at PCH?
Well, I work in the consumer affairs side, so I'm really dealing with consumers, listening to what they're telling us, making sure that we are being as consumer-friendly as possible, making sure that consumers know we do give away all this money and that they don't have to pay to enter. We love the fact that we have a loyal customer base that continues to grow, that we've been around since 1953, actually started here in a small town in Port Washington where we're still based. The sweepstakes actually started in 1967. Reader's Digest really started a direct mail sweepstakes in 1963. We started in 1967. And since that time, of course, we have been known really as the granddaddy of the sweepstakes world and given away, as I said, over $210 million in prizes across the country. And so we have a lot of fun here. We like what we do, and we feel great that we're able to really help so many people and give away so many prizes every year.
Well, that's great. I want to thank both of you for joining our show today, the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. My guests have been Alex Betancourt and Chris Irving from Publishers Clearinghouse. I invite everyone to check out PCH online, PCH.com. It's a wonderful site, and they've done a great job. And, you know, look them up on – what's your Twitter following name? Your Twitter name as well?
Yeah, you can follow us on PCH Winning Ways, and just follow us. And what we do is we present special opportunities to only the people that follow us on Twitter.
I'm gonna follow. It's in our
chat
room. PCH Winning Ways. I'm gonna follow it right after
the
show.
Yeah, Twitter handle. So you're gonna get some new followers after the show.
Fantastic.
Well, be on the lookout for the prize patrol. They may be coming to your studio soon.
Well, we have 7,000 hosts that actually do their own show on Blog Talk Radio. Last month, 7,000 individual hosts, and many of them are on Twitter. In fact, we provide when you're a host on Blog Talk Radio, that you have a Twitter. You can be followed on Twitter right from here. So we're going to get it out there through our channels and promote PCH Winning Ways on Twitter, PCH.com as the site. So, guys, thanks for joining.
Don't forget our PCH Games.com, PCH Search and Win.com, and PCH Trivia.com.
Got them all. Well, those will be in the show notes. Everyone, thank you for joining the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's been have a wonderful weekend, everyone. And see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Alan and Hillary on The Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649 and listen to The Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio.